Next noontide saw the admirable woman in her usual place in the wine shop, knitting away assiduously. A rose lay beside her, and if she now and then glanced at the flower, it was with no infraction of her usual preoccupied air. There were a few customers, drinking or not drinking, standing or seated, sprinkled about. The day was very hot, and heaps of flies, who were extending their inquisitive and adventurous perquisitions into all the glutinous little glasses near Madame, fell dead at the bottom. Their decease made no impression on the other flies out promenading, who looked at them in the coolest manner, as if they themselves were elephants or something as far removed, until they met the same fate. Curious to consider how heedless flies are. Perhaps they thought as much at court that sunny summer day. A figure entering at the door threw a shadow on Madame Defarge, which she felt to be a new one. She laid down her knitting and began to pin her rose in her headdress before she looked at the figure. It was curious. The moment Madame Defarge took up the rose, the customers ceased talking and began gradually to drop out of the wine shop.
"Good day, madam," said the newcomer.
"Good day, monsieur."
She said it aloud, but added to herself as she resumed her knitting.
"Ha! Good day. Age about 40. Height about 5'9". Black hair. Generally rather handsome visage. Complexion dark. Eyes dark. Thin, long and sallow face. Aquiline nose, but not straight. Having a peculiar inclination towards the left cheek, which imparts a sinister expression. Good day, one and all."
"Have the goodness to give me a little glass of old cognac and a mouthful of cool, fresh water, madam."
Madame complied with a polite air.
"Marvellous cognac, this, madam."
It was the first time it had ever been so complimented, and Madame Defarge knew enough of its antecedents to know better. She said, however, that the cognac was flattered, and took up her knitting. The visitor watched her fingers for a few moments, and took the opportunity of observing the place in general.
"You knit with great skill, madam."
"I am accustomed to it."
"A pretty pattern, too."
"You think so?" said Madame, looking at him with a smile.
"Decidedly. May one ask what it is for?"
"Pastime," said Madame, still looking at him with a smile, while her fingers moved nimbly.